producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. This was an interesting email I got to read to you guys, okay? Anonymous, no name. It's interesting. Okay, I believe it's a man. He writes, "My wife is having an affair, but get this, it's her best friend. She's been hanging out with her since high school. I guess it turned sexual, or maybe it was always sexual. My wife does not want to leave me since we have kids, but wants her friend to move in. Not sure what to do." I've never been asked that, so I don't know. Okay, so that's my answer. I don't know. Some people think, okay, well, you know, if it's a lesbian relationship, then I guess it's okay. Well, no. Okay, any relationship outside your marriage is not okay if it's sexual. I mean, because again, you're, why are you married? Okay, you guys are married, okay, because you're forming a unit and you want them to be there with you in sickness and health till death do you part. And one of the selfish reasons why we get married is somebody is going to be there to take care of us. I mean, my husband, no matter what, had to be in the delivery room. So when I was giving birth, he had to sit there and watch all that. Why? Because he was my husband. You know, and I know he was probably regretting signing the papers, but, you know, we made it legal, you know, all right. So you need to ask yourself, what are you married for? If you're married because, all right, well, it was a financially easier thing to do, and we made it work, and we had kids, but I really don't want to be married anyway. I don't want to be tied down. Okay, well, then that's one, that'll allow you to take one path. But if you got married because you want to be with this woman the rest of your life, and you want her to be there for you the rest of your life, and you want to know that, you know, she's going to be there, and even though marriage isn't obviously 100% foolproof, or, you know, but, you know, if you want, if you know that you and she are going to be basically growing old together, okay, then no, you can't have a third person involved, because then you run the risk of losing her to that third person. Now, if she's really in love with this other person and she wants to be with that person, then, you know, you need to decide how you want to, you know, break it off. You guys could still be friends. You guys could still be close for the kids. But it, I don't see how that would work. I mean, I know some of you guys are like, wait a second, menage a trois, this is great. No, it's not great. I mean, I'm not a guy, but if I was a guy who, you know, wanted her to only love me, I don't think guys want their wives to love somebody else. You know, I mean, I told my husband I want to see, you know, Steve Jobs movie, right? Because Michael Fassbender's in it. He's like, no, we're going to skip that one. Wait. That's why I never told him how much I dig, you know, how Daniel Craig looks as James Bond. Because, you know, I want to go see the James Bond movie. And so if I start talking about how sexy he is, my husband won't want to go. Guys want to know that you're there for them. So, it's a shame. It's a shame that your wife had an affair. It doesn't matter if she had an affair with a woman or a man or a pet, okay? You want to know that your spouse is there for the long haul. And if there's any chance or any risk that they're going to bail, you need to know that and understand that moving forward. Because you can't be 70 years old and get dumped. You see what I mean? I mean, I always look back at what happened with Christopher Reeve. I mean, his wife was an angel, and then unfortunately she died too later. But I mean, you know, she stuck with him till the end That, I think, is extremely important because marriages take a lot of work. I hate to sound all business-like and cold about it, but why get married? You know, why buy the cow when you get the milk for free? I mean, you know how nice it would be to just kind of date and have flowers being sent and goodies and people trying to court you and all that other stuff. Well, after a while it gets old and you're like, no, I want to be hitched. I don't want to be out there. I don't want to be risking getting STDs. I don't want to be alone. You want to get hitched. I mean, this is something. And then to make it work, you got to make it work. You can't always be yourself. Okay, because when you're yourself, people leave you. So now you have to, look like you care about what she's talking about. You know, you clean up the dog poo. You put up with the mother-in-law. But you put in a lot of work. Why are you putting in that work? Because you want to make the marriage work, and you want to know that she is going to be there for you, just like you are there for her. Period. There was a study that came out. Very interesting. Study came out saying women are either bisexual or gay, but never straight. Apparently they did a study, I disagree with this, but they did a study where women who class themselves as heterosexual were aroused by naked videos of both attractive men and women. Lesbians seem to be far more attracted to the naked females. The clips were played to women and their responses, including whether their pupils dilated when shown sexual stimuli. Experts from the University of Essex found straight women were strongly aroused by both sexes, even though they said they were only interested in men. In contrast, lesbians showed far stronger responses to women and barely any when shown the man. Researchers said lesbians were the most like men in their responses because it is usually men who show distinct sexual responses to their favorite sex. It was a study, I guess, involving 345 women led by Dr. Jerolf Rieger. So he writes, even though the majority of women identify as straight, our research clearly demonstrates that when it comes to what turns them on, they're either bisexual or gay. No. Because here's the thing. I disagree with that. All right. Here's the thing. People watch porn. And when they watch porn, they do that because they want to get into the mood. We know that there's characters in porn. You know, when guys watch porn, they know there's guys in it. And if they're heterosexual guys, they just ignore that fact, but they're still excited by watching porn. And sometimes the idea that somebody is naked in that video clip makes people think, okay, well, you're watching somebody having sex, then, you know, that means, I guess, you know, then your body starts to get into the mood. So I don't know. I wouldn't say that. But just very interesting with this man whose wife, you know, had an affair with her best friend. Wow. All right. Write me back or call me. I want to know what ends up happening. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason.
Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So in medical headlines today, they talk about how if doctors order more tests, they face lawsuits, or they face less lawsuits, and quote-unquote defensive medicine pays off, according to a study. And this is important to talk about because one of the reasons why we have some of the issues, one of the reasons, okay, there's like thousands of reasons why our healthcare system the way it is, but one issue that keeps being brought up is doctors are ordering too many tests. According to this new study, the more tests and treatments U.S. doctors prescribe for patients, the less the chances of them being tried for malpractice. Duh. For the study, a team led by Dr. Anupam Jena, a health economist at Harvard Medical School, studied data from nearly 19 million Florida hospital admissions from 2000 to 2009, where malpractice claims against more than 24,000 doctors in seven specialties occurred. A study revealed that there were more than 4,300 malpractice claims. And the overall rate was 2.8% per doctor annually, with pediatric doctors doing better than doctors in general surgery and obstetric and gynecology, with less than 2% per doctor a year to more than 4% per doctor a year sued for malpractice. I know I'm really confused by what they're talking about also. All right, so the study was published in the British Medical Journal. The study shows that we need to better understand defensive medicine and how this type of practice impacts both patients and physicians. The study found that higher average spending by patients was linked with a lower risk of malpractice claims across all seven medical specialties studied by the researchers. They said, if you order every test known to man, you may reduce the likelihood that you will get sued. But it certainly isn't the best medicine for people, and it certainly isn't the most cost-efficient, according to Dr. Alan Woodward, an emergency medical physician in Concord, Massachusetts. He was not involved in the study. Experts say that the connection between defensive medicine and malpractice should be further studied. I agree. I'll finish and then I'll tell you what I think. Defensive medicine refers to providing care to diminish the threat of malpractice rather than to improve diagnosis or treatment. Okay, I mean, I'll talk to you about why doctors do that, but I mean, I have to agree with this ER doc, and, you know, I was an ER doc, so I love ER docs, okay? You know, he's right. If you order every test in the book, okay, you know, you're going to be protected. But that doesn't mean the best care is being given and it's the most cost efficient. Okay? I think there's a lot of fine tuning we could do. But tell that to somebody who got sued. Now, thank God I have never been sued. And I've learned from the best. All right. I have had doctors tell me, oh, no. Every single woman gets a pelvic ultrasound. Every smoker gets 2 chest x-rays a year. And I don't do all that. I don't do what I've been told to do. But anybody who has ever gotten sued tells me, order the MRI, order the scan. Get that colonoscopy. Don't wait. Order it first time out. And you see their heart rate go up. You see their pupils dilate because they got hit with multi-million-dollar suits. When you see your colleagues fall, one of which who I trained with, but he was a few years ahead of me, had to close his office down after a lawsuit. This is some scary, scary stuff out there. So I told you about some of the cases. All right, like there was this one case where a woman had given birth, and after she gave birth, she had some bleeding hemorrhoids. So the nurse practitioner gave her suppositories and, told her to follow, do stool softeners, sitz baths. That's how we handle hemorrhoids, okay? And then tell her to come back. But she comes back. I think what happened is she asked for a refill. They were working. She came back a few months later. That medicine's working. Can I have a refill? She comes back a few months later, and the doctor sees her and goes, oh, wait a second. Are you still having issues down there? Yeah, I am, you know? And he's like, but are you bleeding? Yeah, the hemorrhoids still bleeding. We got to get a GI doctor to take a look at you. Let's get a GI doctor to take a look at you. I want to make sure there's nothing else going on. All right, good. So went to the GI doctor. GI doctor did a colonoscopy. And the patient didn't have insurance, from what I understand. And the doctor, which is why she had hesitated to come back earlier. But you know, they made it work. I think the doctor gave the cash discount. So they went to take a look. And lo and behold, she actually had rectal cancer. Unfortunately, it was far gone from what I'm understanding from the articles. And she unfortunately died. Doctor got sued, lost a multi-million-dollar lawsuit. Why? Because the colonoscopy wasn't ordered right off the bat. Okay, she didn't have insurance. Another case out there where somebody had a brain tumor for having headaches, and the first scan was normal. So I told you, scan CT head was normal, scan CT sinuses was normal. Doctor later orders an MRI for this guy having headaches. MRI was normal. So he diagnosed him with migraines, gave him medicine, treated him with medicine, right? A few months later, he comes back, and now it's kind of been a year since he first started coming for the headaches, and after all the CAT scans and MRIs, you know, and months passed, now we're at the 12-month mark, and, you know, he tells the doctor, yeah, I need a refill on my medicine. The doctor's like, really? Let's get a neurologist to take a look at you. I mean, yeah, I know you know, it's migraines and the medicine's helping, but let's just have a neurologist look at you. Well, the neurologist, of course, right out the door orders another MRI, even though there was one done. That MRI shows a brain tumor. Not sure whatever happened to the patient, But the original doctor got a judgment against him. Why? Because he didn't send him to the neurologist sooner. Okay, how many of us as doctors would have sent a patient to a neurologist after a normal MRI, a normal CAT scan of the head, a normal CAT scan of the sinuses with the medicine working? So you hear these stories as a doctor, you hear these stories as a student, and you're like, okay, then you know what? Wow. If I'm going to bust my butt for somebody and there could still be a bad outcome, and we don't want a bad outcome, I'm not saying everybody has a brain tumor, everybody has rectal cancer, then first time out the door, I am going to make the recommendations. Now this is why this gets expensive. Now, I know, there's probably lawyers out there going, okay, well, wait a second, we're not going to get rid of malpractice lawsuits. Okay, that's not going to happen. You have a doctor that messes up, we want to, you know, we have a right to sue. You do. You do. And we need lawyers. We do. We do need lawyers out there. We need to make sure there's doctors out there not, you know, coming to work drunk or, you know, withholding mammograms from patients asking to have them done for breast cancer or cutting off the wrong leg. We do need some sort of checks and balances. But when a doctor is doing what we believe is standard of care, and a very good attorney can convince a jury that he messed up by waiting 2 or 3 months, and that patient doesn't follow up for another 2 to 3 months, you're stuck as a doctor. So what I've been doing, because again, I don't want to raise the prices of healthcare, et cetera. This is what I do. When I have a patient who has a headache, what is I ask them what they want? Okay? You know, I go, you know, how long have you been having these headaches? Have you tried everything? And are you coming to me now because you really want us to look deeper? You know, is it because you want me to now go that next step and order an MRI? No, the medicine works. I don't want an MRI. Good. I offered it. I document it. Patient doesn't want the MRI, but if she does, she knows she could come to me, and she knows I'll try to get it ordered. What about a headache doctor? Would you like to see a headache doctor? You know, if you change your mind, here's, so it saves you money coming back to see me. If you change your mind and you want anything deeper, because right now you're not in pain, but if you're like, you know what, I'm sick of this, all right, this is a good headache doctor I work with, this is an MRI, we could order for you, you just say the word, you tell me when you want to, but right now we'll stick our course. And that's what I do. So then I'm not technically ordering the expensive test, but I have everything ready to go the second the patient wants it. If the patient doesn't know, and the patient's like, I don't know what I should do, okay, all I know is I have this neck lump, and I don't like it. Well, then let's order the CAT scan. I don't like you having a neck lump either, and if it hasn't gone away, I'll make the decision for you. I'll order the CAT scan. But I make it educated, and I'm not making it just to save my butt. I'm making it because she's worried about a neck mass, or she's worried about a headache, or he's worried about his chest pain. But there's a way to do it where we don't have to spend money and order quote-unquote frivolous tests. But I don't think a lot of doctors are ordering frivolous tests. Okay, a frivolous test is my elbow hurts, and you x-ray the foot. That's a frivolous test. Somebody coming in, their elbow hurts, and you want to shoot an x-ray of it to make sure it's not a cold fracture, there's nothing frivolous about that. Can you imagine missing a fracture or missing an osteomyelitis or missing a brain tumor or whatever? So doctors get sued for failure to diagnose and delay of treatment now. So if a doctor's going to get in trouble for delay of treatment, they're going to jump and recommend the treatment sooner. One of you had written me that you were upset that the doctor immediately put you on cholesterol medicine and didn't offer you diet or exercise. In fact, I want to talk about that. When do you do diet and exercise, and when do you jump right to cholesterol medicine? Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny
or serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Young people are supposed to be full of energy and recover quickly from exercise. Their age should give them a great advantage to feeling good all the time. However, young people of today are dealing with the same nutrient-deficient food as everyone else in America. So it does not matter whether you are 15 or 85. If your biochemistry is off, you cannot feel your best. Listen to the real-world results of James.
My name is James Ashley. I'm 25 years old. At the end of a tiring work shift, I used to not do much around the house. Since I started taking the new technology-enhanced One World Way after work, I have so much energy when I get home that I'm able to take long walks, do chores, and even honey the do list from the wife. It's plenty enough energy to get things done around the house and time to settle down before bedtime. This Whey Protein gives me outstanding amount of long-lasting feel-good energy. I'm astonished of how great this product makes me feel.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work from home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. I know. You know what? Whenever you guys get ready for the Dr. Dahlia Show, I feel like whenever I talk to you like that, you know, like, okay, you know, here we go. We're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. It's kind of like you guys are in the backseat of a car with somebody about to go 0 to 100, you know, and you're like, hold on to your butts type of thing. And so, seatbelt. You need to wear a seatbelt when you listen to my show, please. One of my listeners was a little upset because the doctor, new patient encounter, doctor just met him, immediately threw him on cholesterol medicine based on his recent numbers from blood work from another doctor. And he was like, wait a second, whatever happened to diet and exercise? So I thought I should quickly review with you guys when do we recommend statin medication? Statin medications, these are my favorite pharmaceuticals out there. I love the statins. I want to make a song, a statin song. And the reason why I love them is because they save lives. Okay? I have not had a patient who was taking their cholesterol medicine religiously die of a heart attack. That's how much I love them. But I don't just give statin medications to everybody willy-nilly, okay? There are certain guidelines. According to heart.org, okay, the guidelines that we get from, I believe it was the American Heart Association. I want to make sure I'm quoting who gets credit here. They recommend that you talk to your doctor about the risks and benefits of statin therapy if you fall into one of the following groups. If you're an adult whose LDL or bad cholesterol is anywhere between 70 and 189, and you have a 7.5% or higher risk of having a heart attack or stroke within 10 years. So obviously, the younger you are, the less you smoke, the less you have diabetes, the less you have high blood pressure, the less you have family history, male, female, etc., will help the doctor determine what your risk is. And there's calculators online and things like that, but I would suggest talking to your heart doctor. Next, people with a history of a cardiovascular event, like a heart attack, stroke, stable or unstable angina, if you have peripheral artery disease, meaning you're a smoker and when you walk, your legs hurt, and when you're at rest, your legs hurt because you're not getting good blood flow. If you've had a stroke where you had ischemia, if you've had heart stent placement, etc. All right, so if you're basically already kind of a heart patient, you're gonna probably be put on a statin. If you're 21 years old or older, but your bad cholesterol is really high, like 190, they're not going to mess with it. They're going to put you on it, okay? And if you have diabetes and your LDL level is between 70 and 189, and if you're between 40 years old and 75 years old. Okay, now remember I told you a few years ago they just wanted everybody who was a diabetic to be put on a cholesterol medicine? Well, now it's a little narrowed down. If you're between 40 and 75, and if your bad cholesterol is between 70 and 189, all right? So that is kind of the recommendations that we have. So here, this listener was pretty ticked off because he goes and he sees the doctor, and it's the first time the doctor met him, and without even starting a cardiac workup or whatever, based on his other doctor's blood work, immediately put him on a statin. So my guess is maybe he fell into one of those categories. Now, mind you, some of these recommendations are new. So prior to these recommendations, when would I have done it? Okay, well, you need to call a spade, all right? Or you need to call it like it is. If I see somebody who's very, very thin, who works out, but he's a smoker, there's a family history of heart disease, and his LDL is up there, about 180, I probably would put him on one. See? Because I can't tell him to drop 50 pounds. He's already skinny. I can't tell him to go out there and exercise. He's already doing that. Okay? I diet and exercise, it's very easy for us doctors to do diet and exercise, and patients love it. Okay? Because it's so loose. It's such a loose, broad direction. Okay? I mean, some patients really like, specific directions. Tell me what to do. Do I do it one time a day? Do I do it twice a day? Do I do it every 15 minutes? Do I do it for 5 minutes? And I have some patients that really want, very descriptive things to do. And I love getting descriptive. But when it comes to diet and exercise, the doctor will say, all right, your cholesterol is high, diet and exercise. Well, what kind of diet? Do I cut carbs or do I cut fat? Do I, what kind of exercise? Do you want me to do full-blown cardio or do you want me to do Pilates or do you want me to lift weights? Do you want me to just walk? What type of exercise should I do? Which is why I always tell people, don't just let the nurse give you your results and make an appointment with the doctor to sit down and go over a plan. Okay? So, let's say I have somebody who's about 50, 60 pounds overweight and they have their fast food lunch next to them, because after they get their blood work done, because they skipped breakfast to do their blood work, they're going to have that bacon cheeseburger that they're eating. Okay, well, most likely, depending on where their bad, LDL is, and, assuming they don't have any other cardiac risk factors, say, look, stop the bacon cheeseburgers. Lose some weight. Let's see what your numbers look like. But here's the thing, okay? How fast will you lose 50 pounds? I've been trying to lose 50 pounds now for 5 years, and it hasn't happened. So I'm your doctor. If you're not going to lose the weight, and I don't want you to lose the weight super quickly because you're just getting it all back, but if you're not going to lose the weight to the degree that I need you to, and you're not going to stick to the diet, I can't let your arteries clog on my watch. So a lot of times what I'll do is I'll do one trial. Okay? You know what? Let's see how much you do, what percentage of a drop you do in a month. And if I like what I'm seeing in a month, I won't make you do the medication. If I don't like what you're seeing, or you didn't budge, or you got worse, and you technically said you tried your best, then no, I'm going to put you on it. Now, what if I do have somebody that is able to get their numbers down? Okay? And I do. I ask them. I go, do you like your new diet? Do you like your new exercise program? Is this something you could stick with? Now, some of the patients are like, oh, no. I ate salads for a month. No. I can't do that anymore. I did what you wanted. I got my cholesterol low. I did what you asked. Now I'm going back to burgers. Oh, then hell no. Yeah, it was nice. I got you to eat salads for a month to see if you'd like, but no, if you didn't like doing that, I don't recommend people just eating salads for a month. I want you to have a balanced diet and, you know, kind of like some of the foods you're eating. But if you hated the diet and you're not going to stick with it for another 50, 60 years, no sense just doing it to pass the blood test. Because then your numbers are going to go right back up. So if you hated being meatless or cutting back on meat or trying to do vegetarian meals, you know, I mean, one, I'll give you I'll rip you a new one saying, come on, you know, you can't be eating meat five times a day. But, you know, I'll be recommending, look, you know, you're going to have to make some changes and you're going to have to meet me halfway. But yeah, I'm going to put them on a medicine because they aren't going to stick to their diet. Same thing with their exercise. Blood pressure. I get patients like that all the time. They come in with high blood pressure. They're like, let me lose some weight and come back. And I go, your blood pressure is so high, I need you to lose this weight fast because I need your blood pressure down by next week or in 2 weeks. Now, what sometimes I do with some of my patients is I'm like, look, okay, let me put you on a medication temporarily while, because I still need to protect your heart, protect your eyes, protect your kidneys when it comes to blood pressure or your or even with diabetes or cholesterol. Let me give you something to protect you. And if you want to get off of it, all right, start losing that weight. Exercise. And once I see your numbers are normalizing and just starting to go low, we will take you off the medicine and see if you can maintain. And that's sometimes what I do. But I know it's frustrating because, you know, if that doctor had that time to sit there and explain that to you, you would have understood why he gave you the cholesterol medicine right off the bat. And I know it's scary because these medications you take for life. You know, I don't give somebody a statin medication like an antibiotics. They take it for 7 days and then, you know, call me. You are being written a medication you have to take for life. It's intimidating. 1-877, Dr. Ali, don't go away.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled sacrowedgy.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You heard the discussions all over the radio. You couldn't believe what you were hearing. You trusted them. How could you have not seen the signs? You felt betrayed. Outrage set in. Your emotions began to consume you. Then, nothing. Now they're talking football. Days turn to weeks and months. Then, you've forgotten. But they haven't. They're still monitoring your every move. It's coming. Monitor blockitpocket.com. Or, will you forget?
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so, drinking tea, a spoot of tea, can help your bones be strong. They say 3 cups a day of tea cuts the risk of bone fractures by a third. Black tea especially. So, black tea has a flavonoids, and they say it can help the aging population to ward off osteoporosis. Scientists have suspected that the flavonoids, which are antioxidants, help to reduce the risk of major illnesses like cancer, heart disease, and they're finding that it seems to be helping bones. All right? 1 in 3 women and 1 in 12 men get osteoporosis at some point in their lives. If you use steroids, you know, chronically for either asthma or, you know, certain medical conditions, anti-inflammatories, if you smoke, you'll be at higher risk for osteoporosis. If you drink heavily, I also think a lot of soda pop drinkers can get osteoporosis. Family history, when you're Caucasian, you're more at risk for osteoporosis. So it's something that we definitely don't want. All right. And, you know, hip fractures are no joke. Okay. 50% of people can die the first year of having a hip fracture. Not so much because of the hip fracture, but because they're not able to move like they used to. They get bed sores, pneumonia, blood clots. It's not fun. So we want to make sure you have good, strong bones. We want you to exercise. We want you to, make sure you're not low in calcium, low in vitamin D. All right, so they say here that osteoclasts, you got the osteoblasts, and then you got the osteoclasts. Osteoclasts are cells that break down old bone. They remove the calcium and the phosphorus. They give it strength. And, you know, they kind of get rid of the bone rupture. Osteoblasts make the healthy new bone. The problem is as you age, you don't have as many osteoblasts as you start to do osteoclasts. So you get more clast activity as opposed to blast activity. After about age 30 to 35, we start to see a drop in our osteoblasts. So as you have this balance tipped and you get older and you don't force your current army of osteoblasts to work, your osteoclasts will win the game and, you know, start destroying the bone. Your osteoblasts can be triggered by exercise because, again, you're putting wear and tear on your bones. Your osteoblasts are like, wait a second, well, don't die off yet, guys. We still got some more work to do. Which is why exercise is so important, okay? So I guess researchers in Europe took a look at this one study on black tea. They studied 1,200 women in their 70s. Then they were quizzed on how much tea they drink. Of course, they're from Europe. In Europe, they drink tea. I'm sorry. I'll do a better British accent. So they think 3 cups a day work. They also studied in the U.S. and Japanese. Scientists investigated extracts from black tea in the laboratory, and they discovered the action of natural ingredients in black tea could lead to the reductions of blood sugar. They analyzed black tea leaves after being immersed in hot water. They extracted a number of polyphenols, antioxidants, all of which were shown to block enzymes and push up blood sugar from the digestion of carbohydrates. They had quote-unquote significant activity against the enzymes alpha amylase and alpha glucosidase. Yeah, see? That's why you gotta drink a tea. I can't stand tea. I don't like tea. No, please don't make me drink tea. Tomatoes also help because they got the lycopene. Remember the lycopene? Researchers at the University of Toronto found postmenopausal women consuming 30 milligrams of lycopene in tomatoes. I think you got to cook the tomato first to really get super good lycopene. That may help as well. Lycopene also helps protect against cancer. So that should be pretty good. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Super gonorrhea is at it again. According to the CDC, an antibiotic treatment, that shot of suffixing that we can use for gonorrhea, not seeming to work. They say the use of the drug is not the primary method to treat the disease. Actually, ceftriaxone. I don't know what they're talking about. I would do like a shot of Rocephin, which is ceftriaxone. And then you would do doxycycline. Back in the 90s, we would give you doxycycline for 7 days. And then we would do, for the chlamydia, and then we do a shot of ceftriaxone. Well, cefixime, which is also a cephalosporin, they're finding is not treating the gonorrhea as well. And according to the CDC, the infection's resistance started to go down originally, and now they're finding in 2004 that it's not very effective. And so, right now we're still recommending, you know, the shot of ceftriaxone. Another thing you could do if you have gonorrhea is like a 500 milligram pill of Cipro. And then we also treat the gonorrhea, so we give you a gram of Zithromax. There's a variety of different treatments we could do, but I would just recommend trying not to get the gonorrhea. All right, because I think so many people have had gonorrhea and the antibiotics have been given that it's just not cut it anymore. Gonorrhea is smart. Okay, it wants to live there. Many of you guys have asthma. So what's new in the asthma world? Well, the FDA has approved GlaxoSmithKline's Nepolizumab or Nucala, which is an add-on maintenance treatment for patients 12 years or older with severe asthma. The drug is given once every 4 weeks by subcutaneous injection by a healthcare professional in your arm, thigh, or abdomen. It is an interleukin-5 antagonist therapy, and it's supposed to reduce asthma attacks by decreasing your levels of eosinophils in the blood. Eosinophils are one of your inflammatory markers in your blood that help kind of incite an inflammatory process. So that's pretty cool. So now we have a shot. I don't know how expensive it's going to be. Some side effects, they said, were headache, injection site reactions, back pain, fatigue, some hypersensitivity, some rash with Nucala. But, I mean, now drugs have to, I guess, go through a whole big, they have to tell you all the risks and of these things, and they all kind of sound the same to me. Rash and infection or rash and headache and this and that. But I don't know. When I hear more about it, I'll tell you more, but at least that may be cool for those of you guys that really, really like shots. What's going on here with this tapeworm? Oh, this is interesting. And then, of course, it doesn't load. Are you kidding me? Okay, there was a guy that I guess had a tapeworm inside of him. Okay, a Colombian man's lung tumors were not caused by him. They think it was caused by a tapeworm that lived inside of him. And he got cancer from the tapeworm. The tapeworm grew inside the person. The tapeworm got cancer, and then that cancer spread to the person. According to study researcher Dr. Atis Muhalenbox, a staff pathologist at the CDC, the man had HIV, which already weakens his immune system, and they think that might have played a role. Although the man's case is probably a rare one, the researchers noted that both tapeworms and HIV affect millions of people worldwide, so there may be more cases that are unrecognized. The 41-year-old man went to Colombia, started having fever, cough, weight loss. He had been diagnosed with HIV, though, 10 years prior, was not currently on his medications. The CAT scan showed tumors in his lung and lymph nodes. Biopsies revealed bizarre cells. So the Colombian doctors contacted the CDC. The cells, when confirmed, were looking and acting like cancer cells. But they weren't human cancer cells, and they were 10 times smaller than human cancer cells. So after a number of tests, they found the tapeworm H. nana in the man's tumor. And so the cells, I guess, came from H. nana. Oh, scary, scary stuff. Unfortunately, he died 72 hours later. It's the most common tapeworm in humans, infecting up to 75 million people worldwide at any given time. We have not seen any other cases like this where the cancer of the tapeworm went to the man. But, wow. We don't know if human cancer treatment can work on parasite cancer that you get. Crazy stuff. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
You don't hang me down.
Hang me down. Hang me down. Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now. 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Do you lay awake at night and worry about the health and safety of you and your loved ones? Do you wonder what would happen if you weren't able to get to a hospital or doctor? How can you keep your family safe against the deadly pathogens that are beginning to emerge in the world today? Give yourself peace of mind with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is turning heads around the world as a new weapon in the fight against bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver can be taken internally or used topically to help the body's own immune system fight off disease much more effectively. Supernatural Silver has been tested at independent universities and laboratories around the world and has been proven to be safe and highly effective against some of the planet's deadliest pathogens. There is no better product to have in your home for daily use or emergency preparedness. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, use the code SILVER2015 for 20% off, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.